Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio, with your host, Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live. At all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening, folks out there. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. I'm your host, Poetic Energy, and I see my co-host has arrived in the building, Mr. Stevie G. I'm going to connect him in just one moment. But we just want to say thank you all for attending our very first open mic for the brand new year. We're very excited about the poets coming through this evening and perhaps songbirds and musicians coming through, so we're very excited. And at this time, I just want to acknowledge all the guests. We understand that some of you may be having a little bit of problems of signing in, but keep on trying. We want to hear from you, and we want you to get back and enjoy the show. All right, without further ado, I'm going to connect in my co-host, Mr. Stevie G. Well, good evening, Mr. Stevie G. How are you this evening?
What's up, Poetic E? How you?
Welcome back. You're feeling much better. I'm glad to have you back.
Oh, I'm still struggling with this cough. It hasn't gotten much better, but hey, I'm here. How you doing, Strong Allen and guest 21930? Happy New Year. Happy New Year, Poetic E.
Yeah, Happy New Year. We had a few other people. I guess they're having problems with signing in, but Strong Island is handling that for us.
Strong Island probably just melted her way through the line.
Well, you know, I'm going to let you know, me and Strong Island, she's kind of like our PR person now. We kind of talked about it, but I'm going to put her out there now. She's going to get me after the show. But she does it anyway, and we so appreciate her. And I just wanted her to know that, you know, she's highly appreciated and well-respected. All right, y'all, we're going to get the show started this evening with a little bit of music. Open mic is about not just about, you know, reciting poetry, but, you know, music. If you got monologues that you want to do, if you want to sing, we want to, you know, encourage you to come and share your talent with us on the radio show this evening. What I was thinking, CBG, just to welcome you back is to start off with your song.
That was nice. Expect me to sing, please.
Huh?
I said, I can't sing. I can't sing. I'm having a hard time with my breathing because I got bad bronchitis or something.
I mean the song that we already have up here for you.
That's what I said. Thank you.
Yes, we definitely want to go ahead and get started here. We do have somebody on the line already. But let's start off with Miss CVG, my co-host, y'all, singing his song. What's the title of the song, CVG? Can you know that?
I Want You.
I Want You. All right, here we go, y'all.
Baby,
might as well gear up.
Gear up.
I'm about to step my game up. I want you, mommy. Come home to Papa. Hey, got brothers fiending,
yeah,
and sisters turning green, oh, so envious. Is this love or is this love? I do, girl, I want you, and I'm gonna get you, baby. Got brothers ready to storm, sexy all day long. How the hell could I go wrong with a sister like you? I know exactly what to do.
All right, one of my favorite people.
I was loving that song. That's a nice little joint right there, man. Had a nice little mellow flow.
Thank you, man. Thank you. What's for dinner?
Man, I did something simple today, man. I was in a car accident yesterday, and so I'm still moving a little slow today. And so I did like a spaghetti. So something quick.
Ooh, spaghetti's on point. That's what you cook on a day when you don't feel like cooking much.
Exactly, exactly.
What you going to hit us off with?
I got a piece that I call it In Love.
Okay, go ahead, do you, bro.
As I sit and daydream about the blissfulness of loving you, the moonlight glistens off your eyes, and as I look deep into your inner soul, your eyes, they twinkle like the stars in the sky on a clear night. I hold your hand and pull you nearer, and as we close our eyes, suddenly I see you and I standing and staring at the ocean's blue. As the waves crash the beachfront, I can't help but think of spending eternity with you. My heart are joined to yours as two souls become one. What a day in paradise that would be. As I am still holding you close to me, the passion in you makes me feel so good inside, like a child on Christmas with a new toy. Nightfall comes, and as we share our blissfulness on the ocean front, and as the gentle breeze begin to blow across the ocean, you begin to shiver, but not from the chill of the air. You shiver because your heart is longing to be with me, and your every thought of us not being together sends a chill through your soul. Rest assured, my love, I will cherish you and be there for you until the end of time. For my love for you is like infinity, never ending, and my heart pours out nothing but the sweet juices of love for you. I want to love you sensually, spiritually, and the physical. For you are my fire, and I desire, and I'm longing to be a part of your inner love. And as we open our eyes and we leave our mental love journey, all that is left is you and I, and we're standing holding hands. And as you look me in my eyes, I lean over and I gently kiss your soft lips. You become as warm as butter in my hands. It was then I knew I was in love. And that's that piece.
All right. That sounds like a big bro.
He has a very alluring voice. I'm just almost captivated. I'm like, okay, what? Let me get a little bit closer to the mic. All right, Poetic State of Mind, you did your thing. We so appreciate you. That was a pretty lovely piece.
That sounds like a big bro.
I appreciate you all letting me come through. You know, y'all got one of my favorite shows on BTR, and I try to catch you as often as I can when I'm not working. So, you know, This is one of those nights where I normally work, but this is my car accident. You know, I'm off today. So I said, I'm going to catch
you. All right, we're glad you came on through. We love you for that, brother.
All
right, that was Poetic State of Mind, y'all. Yes, yes, yes. Can you tell us a little bit about your show dates and everything, Poetic, while you're on the air?
Sure.
People know where to catch you.
Yeah, on Sundays, you can catch the Poetic State of Mind. The Cognac Chef Show presents The Business
show on Sundays from 6 to 7. That's my show that I have a live. I have a DJ that mixes it up on the digital ones and twos, and he puts out any kind of mixes for you. We did a country mix. We've done R&B, hip-hop, reggae. We do it all. Mondays, you can catch the Jazz Hour, and this is from 6 to 7. And I bring nothing but the smooth jazz and sometimes a little spoken word. And then on the Wednesdays, I do my cooking show. I didn't get a chance to do it yesterday because my accident happened yesterday, and I was in the hospital till about 2 this morning. So
somebody said, do you play any Miles Davis?
Say again?
Somebody in the chat room asked, do you play any Miles Davis?
I have played Miles Davis, and I play a little bit of everybody. I mean, I go old school jazz, new school jazz, you know, classical jazz, because I'm, you know, I love jazz myself. So, yeah, come by and check it out. I promise you, you won't be disappointed.
All right, all right. Thank you so much for your state of mind.
Thank you for dropping us a bomb on us.
All right, we're going to keep the show going here. That was Poetic State of Mind, y'all. Catch his show days if you heard it over the air, and we will put a posting out there for his show dates very soon. But we're going to take the next caller here. Caller Robbie.
Yep.
Robbie Baby. We're on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G.
Hey there. How are you?
What's
Hi,
up, Robbie?
How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm going to do a poem that I wrote a while back called The Moon. And I was challenging myself with this because there's some subjects that people write a lot about. And I wanted to specifically write about something that people wrote about a lot and try to do a good job of it, you know, to do a better job of it than maybe, you know, some people that maybe you feel might be just going through the motions when they're writing about that subject. Yeah. So this is The Moon, and it's set to Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata, which is, of course, a piece that pretty much everyone knows really well. So here we go. The moon is a goddess who opens her eyes at night. As the sun, it takes its reprieve and hides us from its golden sight. The moon is worshipped by the totem of the owl, as nocturnal lights come to life in the form of fireflies. And the sweet lunacy of the moon, it falls upon us in curtains of purest, pearly white light. I dance under the moon with both devils and angels, hoping to catch moonbeams of its light upon my skin. Its waxing and waning phases, they reflect the rising and receding tides within my soul, shimmering upon my skin as I seek to lose control of my faculties so that the moon may bless me with her maddening power that is always stirred in my artist's muse within. For you see, the great archetypes of music and of poetry, of art and all other humanly artistic aspirations, they rise most magnificently under the power of the full and pearly white moon, as lovers swoon under its light's mysterious power, and music flows like Bacchus's wine into the fingertips of composers who sleep and make love to their instruments in the moon's magnificent power at night. As I dance and laugh upon the moon's surface in my mind, I imagine butterflies catching kite strings flown by swan birds, so that these butterflies' wings may kiss the face of the moon for just one moment. As the carriage of swans makes a circuit around it, their wings glistening with a mysterious and mystic motive sight under the sheen of the moon's pockmarked face, which is revealed to us each and every night. Were that the moon were something that I could put in my pocket, I would carry its light with me. But alas, I fear that the induced lunacy of a maddened artist would seize upon me forever, and not simply for one night. I would grow afraid that having but a fraction of the moon's light carried upon my person, they would make the owl totem grow covetous, and a phalanx of owl's flight would descend upon me to take away my sight for the sin of taking a fraction of the light that comes upon us all at night. I shall content myself with looking upon it in all its phases and propagations, and I shall trick the universe with the parallax shift of my fingers, as I cover the moon with my fingers and then my hand, and I shall then uncover it and let my face be bathed in its light yet again, so that I may receive its blessing of lunatic power that embowers the human mind with artistic desire, as devils and angels dance with me in my mind upon the surface of the moon that in each midnight sky of my life I find. That is the moon.
Alright.
Moon. Oh, let's show YB some love here. What moon?
Thanks.
Thank you, Robbie, so much for that piece. I know you said that you kind of put that piece together because you wanted to express it in a different way than so many others have expressed mm-hmm. that type of poetry. Mm-hmm. Were you inspired by anything else to write that piece?
Not really, except maybe just to a small degree, the calming energy of it. I've written love and erotic poetry for a long time, and I have quite a bit of it, and a lot of that has really intense energy, and I find that where I am in my life now, I don't reject it or anything, but I find that I need more calming energy, and so I'm tending now to write more calming and sometimes like psychedelic and really thoughtful pieces, which is what I used to write, actually. I started out with like thoughtful and metaphysical poetry, so I'm kind of going full circle. I'm going back to that because that's what I feel I need in my life right now.
Absolutely. I enjoyed it because it was very calming. You said the perfect word, very calming, and it was just very engaging also. It made you want to listen more and deeper into what you were saying. So we really appreciate that, your piece.
Thanks.
And we'd like for you to share your information of how people can stay connected with you to embrace more of your work. Mm-hmm.
Well, the majority of my work is at Creative Thinkers International. That's creativethinkersintl.ning.com. I have quite a bit of posts there, so there's more than enough to look through. And I have my darker works at wordmachinist.com, and I have some videos there that show up in the archives because he does a what's called breaking the cage every second week, and you send your pieces in to be read, or you send in your own piece and he plays it like a video or an MP3. So I'm in the archives there with some of my pieces for those breaking the cage shows.
Oh, sounds exciting!
Yeah.
What can you put? I know I see that you're in the chat room. Make sure you put if you don't mind sharing that information in the chat room, because we would love to definitely stay connected with you, because I really enjoyed it and I want to check more of your work out.
Okay, no problem.
All right, thank you so much.
You bet.
All right, that was lovely. All right, we're gonna keep the show going. We thank Mr. Robbie for his poetic exchange on the Poetic Energy Radio Show. We really enjoyed that piece. Very deep and very calming. We're going to keep the show going here. We're going to share with you just some other, some things that we have shared before, but we got to keep things in rotation for some of our artists who are sharing some of their work on the Poetic Energy Radio Show. We are going to play a song from one of our former guests from the Detroit area, Mr. Princeton, with You're the One from the Detroit area. Here we go, you all. And after that, we will engage in some more poetry.
You're the One.
a franchise, a cool new player for my team. But it's something about your smile and the way that you walk. You got the swagger of a queen, and I love the way you flaunt. All them games I used to play, all them girls I used to chase, can't even do it anymore. Cause you got everything I want.
Together in lover's eclipse, my mind went out
slipped into a twilight zone because my lover's beat was taking me to a place of the unknown. Each kiss was so intoxicating, it made me hallucinate that I was being swallowed up by giant kisses. It had me shouting out in a displaced conversation like I had Tourette syndrome, but it is every moment that I will remember, he has me on such a natural high. I wanted to keep on drinking the fine wine from the fluted glass, and I wanted to be so drunk that I wouldn't know what was what. I wanted to endlessly sup on his intense secretions. I wanted to soak his love all up, sponge it up, and keep it replenishing my glass with my lover's secretions, praying forever this kind of love will eternally last. This man is the love of my life, my destined soulmate. He's the air that I breathe. He is my have mercy. He is my everything. He is the other half of my crescent existence. He is the man that always lends his ear to listen to the woes I sometimes carry in my life. But it doesn't matter. He is my life, and he has made me his wife. He is the love of my life. He is my soulmate now and in the afterlife. He is an eternal flame, but in the heavenly sight, his love is so strong for me that I completely feel free to every degree. Even with the changes of the stormiest weather of life circumstances, I am assured that through it all, we will continue in blissful romance, the kind that always makes you want to dance, basking in the aroma of a perfectly cooked up love. A chemist couldn't even drum up a formula to create such an intense and beautiful love as this. Our moments intoxicate our senses to the point of crazy. They are mere psychiatric enlistment because our love is so surreal. It makes others want to kidnap our existence just to cop a feel at how true love really feels. They want us to become as merchants and put a price on true love and sell it to the highest price above, highest and best to meet the supply and demand of love seekers. Who can't seem to connect to the soul that is a keeper? They want to connect to the mystery of our red satin sheets, handcrafted to our bodies will feel the sleek and soft, silky existence we seek. While dancing in between the satin sheets, pleasuring one another up, it's a secret that we will not give up, because if love is real, it will show up. And our crescent existence with our other half so complete, your love will prove to be divinely unique. This is why we must not speak about the formula that God made for us to have a love so unique. All I know is when our arms, legs, thighs, and all the rest organize a meet and greet among the satin sheets, we made love that was simply sweet. And that's my piece. That sheet. All right. Get to show my some love up in here. All right, that was Satin Sheets, y'all, with from my book, Romantic Poetic Excursions, Erotic Splashes. I seem a little tongue-tied this evening. All right, we have a song from a group that gave us some of their music to play on the show, and we're going to go with a little bit of their music. This is a group out of Columbus, Ohio, and the group is entitled The Electrines. We are a very diversified community and poetry show, so we embrace all artists in their fullest. So we're going to play The Electrines, y'all. This is their new song that they're coming out with this month, due to release next week, I believe, actually. And so we're going to play their song again. This is for the Electrines, y'all. All right, welcome back, y'all. It's Poetic Energy and CBG on the air. That was the Electrines from Columbus, Ohio, with their new song, Wayside. So we thoroughly enjoyed them and appreciate them choosing our show to play their new song. All right, did you have something to say, CBG?
No, I was just saying, all right now.
All right, we're going to keep the show going here. The poets are pretty shy tonight, so we just got to keep it going with a little bit more music, and then I'll come back with another piece. And if we get some more callers on the air, the number to call in is 917-932-8881. We so welcome you all to call in, and we'll give you a platform to come in and express yourself. All right, y'all, we're going to keep it going here. Let's start off with a little bit more music here, and again, we will come back with another piece. Myself, all right, we're going to go with my girl, Jill Scott. I love her.
At the family reunion, telling jokes and playing spades. Uncle Dave is on the barbecue grill. Grandma bragging about the blanket she made for the new baby on her way. Even though the daddy ain't really ready, this child is coming anyway. Yeah, Niecy made her famous potato salad. Somehow it turns out green. Maybe it's all the scallions. Could be the celery, but oh, Uncle Jerome loves it. Hey, baby, here comes my favorite cousin. He says he's doing fine, taking it one. Everybody tiptoeing round her. We all know she's gonna be so up soon, saying all the things we like to say. Hope she gets around the cousin Lonnie. That what happened is worse.
Welcome back to the show. You're on the air with Poetic Energy and Stevie G, my co-host. All right, that was Miss Jill Scott with Family Reunion. And we're going to keep the party going. I have a piece that I'm going to read also, but before I do that, my co-host is going to bless us with a piece tonight. So without further ado, Mr. Stevie G, you got the mic and the floor.
All right. I hope I don't start coughing in the middle of this thing. But anyway, this piece is called When I Was New. Hold me while I drift my memories back a bit. Cling to me, for the journey won't be so swift. I'm going back to a place when I was new. I can't imagine going back without you. To show you who I once was and answer questions you've been asking me of, the women I used to date, a time when my heart was filled with hate. To confirm or reaffirm your depiction, this is all fact, no fiction. The real me, do you want to continue our dance? There may be things you don't like. Are you sure you want to take that chance? Most of my life when I was new, I was on the streets. The mean streets, the ghetto's heartbeat. A place not made for a real sweet lady. A place where all should be questioned because all was shady. Yeah, I was shady too and not to be trusted. Can count on two hands the women I lusted. We did whatever to survive and what we had to do to stay alive. We got high every day in different ways and we thought that crime did pay. The parties on Saturday night on East 6th Street and out on Woodbine, where we all smoked weed and got on our grind. Not like work grind, like dry humping, that kind. Because slow jams were the shit back then. Let me fill you in. Find your favorite girl, then find a spot where she got hot and wet. And my anatomy got hard like a rock. Turn on the slow jam and let the grind begin. That's the kind of parties we attended back then. And in between dances, we would sell our weed, joints for a dollar and nickel bags with no seeds. Mexican gold and Jamaican red, just what we needed to get that nice head. And of course, every party a fight would break out. And I'd be in the middle with my knife pulled out. Then the party would shut down, but this was a regular. Then we'd all meet at White Castle's to get hamburgers. On the way home, getting stopped by the cops and searched for drugs. They knew who we were. We were just some street thugs. Then I'd go to my rest at my roach-infested home, wake up the next day just to get my hustle on, rob a few people and get my day and pockets right.
then drank Swiss up and grapefruit juice all damn night. Working was not in the equation. Stealing and robbing him was so easy, it was amazing. But just like good things, bad things come to an end. That 6x12 cell was my dead end. But in that 6x12, I learned a valued lesson. The cell was my storm, the lesson my blessing. Believe me, I've had my share of rocky roads, and my mind has had its overloads. But today, my day is a brighter day. If not for my past, this I could not say. So if my new sounds similar, then you are who you are, but you can change. I did, and that's my piece.
All right, Stevie G, delivering up some messages up in here. Let's clap it up for my co-host, y'all. All right, that was my co-host, y'all. What was the name of that piece again, CVG?
When I Was New.
When I Was New. All right. All right. I just wanted to hear.
What that mean, right?
People. Yes.
That means I'm old now.
Well, I didn't get that same thing, but okay. All right. All right. Certainly enjoyed my co-host When I Was New. All right. All right. Yeah, very well. You just started coughing. All right, all right. That was a very encouraging piece, actually, because it gives you a person to start thinking about things in their life and really knowing that you can start somewhere, but you can finish in a very different place.
The point of the poem is that you go through so many things in your life, but if you don't learn from those lessons and create change, that you're not going anywhere. You're just staying in the same spot.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, Stevie G. All right, we're going to keep it going here, you guys. Before we go on, we will like to acknowledge all the guests that we have in the chat room. Guest 25721, Miss Nicole Mackey, Sneak Q, my co-host Stevie G, Miss Strong Island, Urban Voodoo, and all our global listeners, we thank you so much for stopping by the Poetic Energy Radio Show, hanging out with us this evening. We are going to take some more callers on the air, and we're going to take the next caller without further ado. Caller from the 562 area code, you are on the air with Poetic Energy and Stevie G. Who do we have, and what are you going to do for us this evening?
Hey, how y'all doing today? This is your boy Urban Voodoo, live and direct.
Hey.
What's good? How you doing,
hey,
Miss Lady?
Hey, Urban
Voodoo,
how you doing?
What's up, bro?
Great, man. Hey, bro, that was some hot spit, brother. I like that.
All right, thank you.
Yes, sir, Stevie. If we ain't friends on Facebook, let's become friends, brother. Definitely. I'm glad it's popping up in here. It's pretty cool. Appreciate the love.
Yeah.
We gotta
get on some tracks so we can get you going on the show.
I just said something to you.
All right.
It's in your inbox right now. I don't know if I put a subject line on there, but this should be about 5 tracks in there off the new album. As a matter of fact, it's about to drop in February. I want to recite a poem. I've done it to music. It's one of the tracks I just sent you that's going to be on the Mercury Rain album. It's called Lights, Cameras, Action.
All right.
Yes, ma'am. Lights, Cameras, Action. It goes like this. They should give me an Emmy for all of the dangerous stunts I ever have to pull off playing a role in this action-packed motion picture called reality, where Hollywood casually portrays my kind like ignorant beasts for the slaughter. He probably had a gun. Out of 10 white folks questioned, there had to be one. Pseudo liberated liberal who claimed he wasn't racist, even though all day at work he listened as his conservative colleagues made cracks about niggas. Oh, now you want to apologize, pointing out that some of your best friends are Negroes. Get this. These motherfuckers pay lots of money for supervillains to fight against superheroes. Million-dollar armies fight with billion-dollar equipment. Cops fight poverty-stricken robbers while Pablo and Nori wait for their next shipment to touch down. Like, touchdown. Junkie down the street finally scored. Police in the uproar, gung-ho with 48% of the budget. This shit is like lights, cameras, action. Only a fraction of what you see is reality. The rest is just smoke and mirrors. No way to tell day to day. That's why I shoulda got an Emmy. Cause Lord knows a young brother gotta act like a nigga just to survive in these conditions. It's like lights, cameras, action. I should win an Emmy. Cause I have walked around pretending that this country would ever be free. The only thing free is the tag that came on this bitch, USA. Under Satan's arm lies the growing hair follicle of confusion. Bigots host radio shows. Hollywood creates illusions. This is the road to perdition. In order to survive, we hang on to asinine traditions. That's why I shoulda got an Emmy. And that's that piece.
That
Wait
was
a minute, not Purple Voodoo, yes! Now, you know, to stand up, get up out of my seat, take off my headpiece. Applaud you for that. Life, camera, action, y'all. You did your thing, brother.
Thank you very much.
They love
I appreciate
you. I guess you can see that they're loving on you in the chat room.
The noise,
I mean,
bro. I appreciate the love, y'all. I appreciate the love. I'm going to go ahead and drop a couple more. I'm going to drop a link to that track so y'all can at least get a bar of it. You feel me?
All right, I'm definitely going to upload it and make sure it gets in rotation on the show because we enjoyed the energy that you brought. Yeah, people are saying fire, urban. All right.
Thank you, y'all.
All right, brother, we certainly enjoyed
peace,
you.
Peace and love to everybody, man. Peace and love.
Same to you. Happy New Year to you.
Oh, Happy New Year to you. So this is our year, you know that, right? This is us.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, Mama.
All right.
Good night, Mama. I'll talk to you later.
Good night, bro.
Good night to you, brother, man. Hey, holler at me if you ain't friends already on Facebook, man. I'd like to read some of your notes. All right, now.
All right. Urban Voodoo, you guys, or you all, or y'all, however you want to say it. All right. We're going to keep the show going here. We got some more callers on the switchboard here.
Hey, co-host.
Yeah.
Was Strong Island on a strike or something?
No, she's in the chat room. But
got nothing to melt down the room with. I mean, I'm cold.
You cold? You need a little fire, you need a little more heat. All right, we're gonna take the
I just got
caller.
Off. Believe me, he was hot. He was hot. But you know, Strong Island going to do heat in a totally different dimension.
Different way. All right.
You heard me, Strong. Don't punk out now.
All right, we're going to take the next caller on the air.
Caller
from the 857 area code. You're on the air with Poetic Energy and CVG. Who do we have on the air with us, and what are you going to do? Call from the 857. You're on the air. Anybody there?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to. Yeah? Are you there?
She's shy.
Don't be shy. You called in. Who do we have on the air with us? All right, maybe we'll come back.
I think they're having some phone issues.
Okay. We'll come back to you. We'll take the next caller and come back to your to 857 area code. All righty. We're going to take the next caller on the air. Caller from the 631 area code, you are on the air with Poetic Energy and Stevie G. Who do we have on the air, and what are you going to do for us this evening?
Hi, it's Strong Island, 631. Happy New Year.
Strong Island in the house.
Strong Island, listen, girl. I don't have no woman here with me, okay? So don't get too raw.
Wait a minute, y'all. We got to do something different. Strong Island is on the mic. We got to give her clapping coming in. All right.
All right, okay, I was to this piece I call Year of 2011. And
all
it goes, I proclaim this year of 2011 as the year of love, opportunity to open my heart and let you fully and unconditionally have all of me, from my hair, my eyes, my nose, my lips, breasts. Oh, let's not forget those luscious breasts. That's when you see them, you fall down to your knees and scream, baby, baby, please. Oh, yes, indeed. It's the year to get it in, from beginning to our ending, loving every inch of my clit, licking your juicy lips. As you open me up and lick a little and tickle the middle with the head of your outrageous D-I-C-K. Oh, just finish it quick. My muscles twitching, my mouth screaming, as you work me out without thoughts of finishing anytime soon, even though it has been hours since our shower together. This is why this is my year of love, 2011, and that is my piece.
Woo, girl, let me go.
I'm so excited. I'm in Strong Island. All right. Yes, yes.
You know you can't clap out. If you clap out, she think that's another cue for her to come back in again.
Strong Island, what was the name of that piece again?
Year of 2011.
The name of that piece. That name of that piece was Get the Ice. Stevie G needs it.
Get the Ice, Stevie G needs. All right. Maybe we should. You guys should have a private show for that.
Yeah, we're gonna have to give her a home show.
Thank you for appreciating it.
Yes,
okay,
we
Hottie.
Appreciate Strong Island. You know that.
I'll come back and do something else later.
Lord, please.
Okay.
My body can't take.
You guys. Now, we thought we was going to be good tonight, Stevie G.
You know I can't be good. Strong Island in the house.
All right, y'all, we going to keep the show going here. My co-host is over here being bad.
Yo.
All right, right.
Co-host is being bad.
All right, we're going to keep it going here. And, we're going to go back into a little bit more music here. And then we'll come back with some more poetry, y'all. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back after this.
Excuse me, sorry.
If you
All right, y'all, welcome back to the Poetic Energy Show. You're on the air with Poetic Energy and Stevie G. That was Jill Scott was giving me. You know, this is our open mic night, and open mic night, we give you music, poetry, monologues, whatever it is you do. We certainly embrace you. But we hear, we see that someone in the chat room is wanting some poetry. So we're going to keep it going here and get something going here. Okay. I got so much going on. I need a poetry intern. I need to help me keep everything together. All right, all right. So we have a caller on the switchboard here. We're going to take that caller. Caller from the 330 area code. You're on the air of Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have on the air, and what are you going to do for us this evening?
Hello. Hey, how you doing? This is Nicole.
Okay.
What's up, Nicole Mackey?
Hi, Nicole. How are you?
Good. Bless. How you guys doing?
We just
we're doing
chilling.
Great.
To bring the noise, and we're going to chill some more.
That's what's up. Okay, I have a poem called A Daughter's Cry. You guys ready?
Right.
What's it called?
Yeah.
It's called A Daughter's Cry. Yes.
Okay.
All right. Here it goes. Dear stepdaddy, I love you and I'm watching you. I'm watching your every move. Tell me, stepdaddy, what are you trying to prove? I'm watching how you treat my mommy. Watching your moves switch from calm seas to a turbulent tsunami. Knock the chip off your shoulder. I'm tired of looking at blood drip from my mother's swollen lips. You are setting the tone for my every relationship. Think about me when you call my mama names. Think of me the next time you put your hands on her, leave marks, and cause her to hang her head in shame. Think of me, for this is my perception of what love is. Can't you see, because of you, I'm headed for crisis? I'm going to think every soft touch is supposed to be followed by a hard blow. I'm going to think I'm not loved unless someone's fist is telling me so. You treat my mom like she's your number one foe. There's so much I don't understand, so much I don't yet know. But I don't like your bad energy. There's the door. Please just go. Mama, dear mama, I need you to wake up, get up, shake yourself, come to yourself, loose yourself, snap out of the stress that you're in, put down the bottle, the answer ain't in gin. It's time to defend us, to free us. Mama, I need you to love yourself, and I need you to love me. It's time to flee this man's brutality. Look into my eyes, see my silent plea. Forge a new path, create a new reality, a life of purpose, a beautiful destiny. Can't you see my self-esteem is beat down with yours? My sense of security is warped. I'm fighting mental wars of torment, and I feel it deep down to my very core. Every time he hits you, I feel your pain. When you cry, I cry so there's two pillows stained. Mama, your pain is my pain. I feel it too. Though you're the one bloody black and blue, I guess you never knew that while I don't have the marks, I'm scarred all the same. My brain can't contain migraine after migraine as memories linger and remain of him doing what he calls train. As if you were a dog, so inhumane. Mama, break this chain before you join the numbers of the slain. Mama, you got nothing to lose and everything to gain. Please don't let these words fall on deaf ears. Don't let them be in vain. Don't let them be in vain. Please, Mama, don't let these words fall on deaf ears. You've already lost so many years, spilled too many tears, given into imaginary fears of damned if you do, damned if you don't. Tell that man that you won't accept another lie or excuse. You're done with his abuse, done with his shenanigans, no longer to be tooled and played like a violin, knocked down like bowling pins. This is where it ends, and where your and my new life begins, a life without him, a life where you can again experience peace that resonates within, that transcends the natural into the spiritual so that your heart and spirit can mend. So the next time you befriend and dare to love again, you will sow love and reap love and not the roar of violent winds. That's the end.
Woo! Sister, wait a minute now. Wait a minute. Yes. This is not bringing the fire. Yeah. The fire is not here. It's a daughter's cry. That was a daughter's cry, right, Nicole?
Yes, ma'am.
That was a tight piece. You girl, you was doing
I enjoyed that piece. I can actually see you reciting that for, you know, being on a platform for speaking out for children of child abuse and women for domestic and violence, because it's such a profound message in that. And I hope that, you know, someone can embrace that piece and you'll be able to get on a platform like that, because I think it's a very good piece. Very good piece. Very powerful. All right. We enjoy it.
She's
going to
have you on her Inspirational Lady show. Keep it up. Go on.
I know. That's right. Yes, I really enjoyed that piece. Nicole, make sure we get your information. If you can let the people know very quickly how we can get connected with you.
Am I still on?
Give us your connection information, if your email address, your Facebook page, or
Nicole Skates Mackey on Facebook.
All right. We definitely
will
stay connected
phone, girl.
With you.
Thank you. I'm going to push one. Guys.
Thank you.
All right. That was Nicole. Thank you so much, Nicole, for joining us and sharing with us that piece tonight. All right. We're going to take the next caller on the air. Caller from the 51541 area call. You're on the air with Poetic E and CBG. Who do we have on the air with us, and how are you going to bless the mic tonight?
Hey, good evening. This is Space Poet, and
Hi,
Space Poet.
How are you?
I'm well. How about yourself?
You're doing great.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Happy New Year to you.
Same to you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I just want to do this piece. I may have done it before on this show. I don't know, but it's called You Say the Prayer. It's called Move, Melt, and Change. And the move, melt, and change part in this particular instance, I think, goes out to the industry of Hollywood, the people that really control the business, move, melt, and change, because a lot of people talk about just the musicians and things like this and how the music needs to change, but I think we need, like, a lot more people from the inside who are involved in distributing the resources and responsible for getting projects done and made and so forth, to actually, change their concepts and their mind frame this year and actually represent the people.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do this piece. It's called You Say the Prayer, Move, Melt, and Change. If the polar caps should be displaced, move, melt, and change, and the children love and hate wax and wane, a strange fall from grace, even if the saints should lose their faith and you said the prayer, flame light bliss, solar flare, space motion heat, the gamma ray that gave you day, a mind mirror in the firelight, reflecting back all that is true, crescent moon wanes, vibrations of space touch the earth in opal blue, as gentle as the sweetest kiss that says, I love you, move, melt, and change. But the children love and hate wax away in a strange fall from grace. And you say the prayer, flame light bliss, solar flare, the gamma ray that gave you day, a mind mirror in the firelight, reflecting back all that is true. If you say the prayer, I love you. Move, melt, and change. The gamma ray that gave you day, space motion heat, reflection, vibration, reincarnation. A morning star's liquid flame high, but the children love and hate wax and wane, a strange fall from grace. And you say the prayer, solar flare, space motion heat, the gamma ray that gave you day, move, melt, change, flame light bliss, never lose the faith. The gamma ray will light your day, reflecting back all that is true, always and forever, I love you. Move, melt, and change.
And that's that piece.
All right,
that was Space Poet, y'all. Space Poet in the house. Yes. passion and your delivery.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes, we thoroughly enjoyed that. We thank you so much. It's been
really
a while
nice.
Since you've been on the show. We're glad when you find the time to come through. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year,
thank
bro.
Thank you. All
peace.
Right. That was Space Poet, y'all. All right, Space Poet, make sure you put your information in the chat room so we can stay in connections with you. All right, we're going to take the next caller on the air. All right. Caller from the 718 area code. You're on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have on the air with us, and how are you going to rock the mic tonight?
Good evening, everyone. This is Sherry Williams.
Hello, Sherry. How are you this evening? Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, too. Thank you. How are you?
Well, we're great.
Good. Well, I have a piece from a talented young lady you all know, Strong Island 631.
All right.
And
oh, so you're going to read Strong Island's piece? Is that what you're telling us?
Yes, that's what I'm telling you.
Oh, Lord. Heat in a different voice. Okay.
Yes, and it's called I'm Only Human.
She ain't only human. She's heated human.
Okay, I'm only human. Blessings are calming down. Now my prayers still being answered. So why is the devil trying to proclaim his spot in my heart? I proclaim my name in the Lord above all else falls. This child of God should never be mistaken as a saint, because I am only human. I do have mistakes, but please forgive me, Lord, because I do trust and always believe in your love. Above all is the highest power, and thanks for it all. Be gone, devil. I am a child of the Lord. And that's her peace.
That ain't her piece.
That is her piece. That is her piece.
All right, we're going to show our sister some love for Miss Sherry Williams reading Strong Island's piece. All right, let's get the clapping on here so we can get there. All right, well, we certainly enjoyed that piece, Sherry. Thank you so much for reading it for Strong Island. For some reason, our clapping doesn't want to work for the last 10 minutes of the show. But anyway, Strong Island know that we love her, and we certainly appreciate you, Miss Sherry, for reading it for her. All right, okay. Well, we're going to keep the show going, and before we end, we will clap it up for you, Miss Sherry. Thank you so much for reading that for us. And we're going to keep it going. We got 9 more minutes, folks, remaining in the show. And I promised another person that I was going to make sure that we keep their track in rotation. So I'm going to play one of our favorites of many people, Miss Alicia Bolden, with the Dark Skin Anthem. We're going to play that, and we'll be right back after that.
This is the Dark Skin Anthem. Get ready. Get ready for all you dark skinned people, because this is the Dark Skin Anthem. See, my black is beautiful, from the darkest part of the sun to the lightest part of the moon. Straight, natural, perm, weave, dreads all upon my head. Dark skin is definitely back in. See, I say it again. Dark skin is definitely back in. Don't you know that dark skin is back in? Don't you know that dark skin is back in? We represent with our stylish hair and sexy eyes. From Express to Gabbana, we rock it well with the gold tones complementing our chocolate brown skin. Because once you go black, baby, I trust and promise that you will never go back. Don't you know that dark skin is back in? See, we got women represent from Fantasia to Mary J., to Miss Michelle Obama in that White House paving the way. Don't you know that dark skin is back in? Chocolate is very addictive to many men. See, we represent with the short, sassy cuts to the extensions. What? Glue to fuse to Nubian braids. We rock. See, I'm going to be a chocolate brown sister that'll never stop. So stand up for the dark skin anthem. Stand up and say, I'm proud to be dark skinned.
All right, that was Miss Stylicia Bolden with Black Skin, with the Black Skin Anthem. She is a wonderful poet and a spoken word artist. We so appreciate her for sending some of her tracks with to the show. We're going to keep the show going. We have 6 more minutes remaining, and we have another poet that has sent us in tracks, Mr. Quiet Storm of Spoken Word. We love to keep his work in, you know, rotation because he is a phenomenal poet, spoken word artist, and he really has something to say, and he says it well. So without further ado, we're going to play Mr. Quiet Storm of Spoken Word with Deeply.
Here, I lay next to you, inhaling your fragrance, a French vanilla scent that has given me a yin of relaxation and a yang of causing my nature to rise. I take a moment to gaze upon your being, and I think to myself, how blessed can one man be? There you lie before me, with your caramel skin tint, looking beyond peaceful. I brush aside your shoulder length hair and whisper in your right ear the words, I love you. After kissing you on your cheek, I make my way to the mid-portion of your back, touching the softness of your skin with my lips. With the passing of a few minutes, my fingertips and tongue take their privileged place at the small of your back. Rhythmic tremors begin to travel to the areas of you that cause the whites of your eyes to appear. For a millisecond, there is no lung function, and you have to remember to breathe. Of course, at this moment, I'm not fully aware of how you are being moved. But the limpness of your body lets me know that I moved you in the manner you desire. I make my way to your inner thigh in the midst of kissing you right there. I take in the aroma of your oasis, and at that moment, I experience the reverse movement of my eyes. Yet I fight to stay in this frame of time because this is about me catering to your wants. My objective is to take you to that level of complete ecstasy. Unexpectedly, you turn to me, tell me to penetrate you with deep kisses, hold you in my arms, take my rightful place inside you. And you say to me, take your time and make love to me deeply.
Welcome back to the show with Poetic E and Stevie G. We certainly enjoy Mr. Quiet Storm always with his spoken word pieces because, you know, it does go very deeply. All right. We have 3 more minutes remaining in the show. Before we move on further, we'd like to take this moment and this time to thank all of you for being and showing up and blessing our place. We'd like to take this moment to thank all of the guests in the chat room for stopping through and showing us some love, and all the poets that came through and rendered some lovely pieces. We'd like to thank Mr. Calliism for stopping by. Guest 721, guest 392, guest 622, 864, Kara, Miss Q Love, Nicole Mackey, and forgive me if I'm mispronouncing your name. And also Miss Soft Kisses, Space Poet, my co-host Stevie G, guest 29135. We certainly have enjoyed you being here with us this evening. With the last two remaining minutes we have in the show, I want to make a few announcements. We do have on Tuesday at 9 p.m., we do have a guest coming onto the show. A neo-soul poet, a recording artist, Mr. Hakeem Crampton. He traveled all over the country, spinning, you know, a lot of pieces for different venues, and he also is involved with a lot of community work. So we hope that you can stop by on Tuesday evening. Also, we have an upcoming, yes, surprising enough, we have an author who was a former Klan member, is going to be on our show in the upcoming weeks, and we are certainly giving him the platform to talk about his new book and tell us his journey of why he chose that life and why he chose to leave it. So we have some exciting guests coming onto the show, and we hope that you can stop by. Thank you so much, guys, for coming by and showing our show some love. We certainly appreciate you, and we're going to take the evening out with us. Neo Soldier with Colors. Thank you. God bless you. And we will see you next time.
Designed me with brushstrokes long and brushstrokes short, redefined me, limb stroke amber and queenly breast kiss with hues mahogany and ripe. Again and again he dipped his brush inside with strokes hard and strokes soft, caressed hips with melon deep to the core, finding their center, brush stroke shades, reds passion, gold hints of desire, silver streaks of sensuality, again and again.
Touching my saffron skin.
Purple, indigo of my spirit, the oil to blend the brush to canvas. Definition nearing completion of his perfection, he again dips his brush in with strokes sure and strokes steady. Fashion my ears to hear the rhythm of the love songs of we. My nose to inhale the intoxication of him till I'm my eyes crystal and pure behind the love lust in his, as he with brushstrokes determined and brushstrokes deliberate swirl and find and blend and mesh till dip into my colors again and again. My colors once his colors, now brush mingle to create our colors, sure and fast till my body explodes with colors in this art of making love, and his colors dip and swirl and blend and glide until our colors become saffron and hued with mahoganies and burgundies and the sensuality of us, masterpiece completed.